I win every argument as I agree with my adversary. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I win every argument as I agree with my adversary. It's so easy to have arguments and say these things don't work and those things don't work, and we say that life is filled with all sorts of problems and all sorts of difficulties because it's what other people are doing and how they're making it. Well, it's us, and it's always us. It takes two to tango, as the saying goes. It takes two to have any type of argument or any type of a disenchantment. But when someone says to you that the moon is blue, you say, "Hey, that's interesting. Tell me more about it. How do you figure the moon is blue? What makes you think that the moon is blue?" Now, we would more readily say, "The moon is not blue. It may appear through the atmosphere to be blue, but it's not blue. It's really a grayish matter, because the astronauts have been up in outer space and they've taken a picture of the moon from the moon on the moon, and it is almost colorless. But I say the moon is blue. Well, tell me more about it. Tell me more about it. What makes you think that? I'm quite interested, you know, it's an interesting geological fact." And so when we discuss with a person and we give the person the right to think what they want to think, the right to come up with possibilities that they want to come up with, we find that the doorways to our own inner awareness, the doorways to our own general knowledge, is greatly increased. But the moment we disagree with our adversary and we want to fight with him, we want to argue with him, we want to say we know better, or we know this, we know that, we cut off all discussion, we cut off all relationships, we cut off all harmony in our life. Because does it really matter that this other person has another opinion? That's the way the world goes around. Everyone's free to have their own opinion. Well, as we gain patience and we learn to be patient, and we say, "Okay, tell me what your point of view is. I'm very interested in hearing it." We win every argument when we agree with our adversary. It's not that we approve of what our adversaries are saying, but we agree with their right to say it. We agree with their right to tell us what it's all about, and perhaps we'll get a new understanding of what's going on in the world. But agree with your adversary very quickly. This is words that come to us from the great philosophers, great theologians, the Bible, every possible source. Agree with your adversary quickly. When we do that, there will be no wars. There will be no conflicts between people discussing things. If you would like to have a raise in your job and get a higher salary or a higher wage, you say to yourself, "I do good work, and I accept a higher wage, a higher salary." And as you say then, you put a cause in motion. Now somebody will say to you, "Oh no, that doesn't work that way, you can't do that." Oh yes, I can. But I first don't tell anybody what I'm doing. I agree with my adversary. Now, what is my adversary? My adversary is my boss, so to speak. My adversary is the low wage or low salary that I'm getting. And that's my adversary. Now, if I agree with it, hey, I earn a good income, and I'm able to earn even more. I earn a good income. I earn a wonderful, I'm independently wealthy. And you think these thoughts, you build up in your consciousness not a magnetism to it, that you magnetize it into your life. This is a term that often is used, but saying that term, we are saying it's something outside of us that is directing and managing a situation, and that it's not we inside who are the beginning and the end of whatever our dream may be. So if I realize it's within me, if I realize that every desire of my heart is already fulfilled in me, then I won't be looking outwardly for the effect. Now, if I'd like a larger salary, if I'd like more income, if I'd like to be independently wealthy, then I must think those thoughts. I must think that it already is done, because there's nothing new under the sun. Everything already exists. And so if I am to have a higher salary or a higher wage, it already exists. Now, I merely recognize that it already exists and let it be put into motion and let it be done. Now, I don't go around telling other people about it, because many of them will be saying, oh, that doesn't work. I've tried that. That's a fool's attitude about life. And as you do that, then, of course, it becomes a fool's attitude about life, because they have taken away your enthusiasm. They've taken away your inner awareness that it's already done. It's so important for us to not keep secrets, but to keep secret in our heart our dreams and desires and goals and programs and plans. Because if we put them out in the open, they can be so readily misunderstood. They can be so readily misdirected and so readily accomplished for us, not to our liking. We say we'd like to have a better wage, and we lose our job, and we say, oh, I lost my job, oh, and right away we begin thinking all the negative things. We put a cause in motion that we want a greater wage. Well, we lost our job so we could get a job that has a greater wage. Our next job is going to have a much finer wage, a much more income than we ever dreamed about. But the thing is, we had to let go of the old. But in letting go of the old, we sometimes feel the instability. We feel the lack of having that money that has been coming in, and we could depend on it, even though it wasn't as much as we'd like to have. We live in a world of thoughts. We live in a world of mind. We live in a world of attitude. And I win every argument as I agree with my adversary. I am always successful in everything I do, because no matter what it is, if my thought says to me, I can't get more wage, then I won't get more wage. If my thought says to me, I have no friends, or I have this health problem, and it's bigger than I am. There's nothing bigger than you are. Nothing. Nothing at all in the entire universe, because everything is your creation. And if you create it bigger than you are, you're a silly person. If you created something that you can handle, that's something that's within your realm, your understanding, then you can do it. And you will do it. Do you want to do it? Do you want to be master of yourself? Do you want to be master of all the circumstances that are going on in your life? Do you want to be master of all those ideals that you have for yourself? And do you want to totally agree with every dream you have? Then agree with your adversary quickly. And when you do, all the obstacles, all those things that would keep you from your experience fade away. And they're no longer there. But they're going to be there as long as you want them there. They're going to be there as long as you think they should be there. They're going to be there as long as you are giving them the power to exist by your thought, by my thought. So I changed my thought. And I know that all things are done. Not only possible, but they're done. And I claim it as a done issue, and I go and experience it as a done issue. And it is done. But if I doubt myself, if I feel that my adversary is bigger than I am, if it is so overwhelming, when you learn to love it, when I learn to love it, when I learn to accept it and just flow with it, it loses all of its strength to be a difficulty for me, to be something contrary to my good. It loses all the power, and all that's left is, it is done. I agree with my adversary quickly, because I want to agree that everything is done. Oh, I'll listen to his story. I'll listen to his dream. I'll listen to what goes on in the world. But I know the truth. And the truth is that all is in divine order, and it is done now. Oh, my, yes. There's no fight when you agree, is there? Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.